The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Shall we investigate? I'm sorry. Shall we investigate?
Not really feeling up to it, personally.
Yeah.
Rage!
A bit tired.
We will walk towards...
We'll start heading that way.
Okay.
Have fun storming a castle.
Jeff doesn't want to draw it, so he's using coasters for buildings.
Correct.
Glaive ignited. Beaming like the full power of the sun.
I don't know how you guys want to be arranged. You're coming from this direction.
Do we see the screamer?
At the moment, no. You can see people.
Are there other people milling or running towards the scream as well? Or moving away from?
It kind of looks like some are running towards, some are running away.
No need to get all excited. We'll be here all night.
Just go ahead and roll me initiative. Why not?
We had time to rest.
You're the boss.
Just don't get hit, Lucas. Just don't get hit.
Troy.
Nice Peyton Manning.
18.
Threw him off for a second.
Yeah. No. It's still throwing me off. What?
18.
Lucas.
15.
Schroeder.
8.
Grady.
Blackjack.
Oh, that you get.
It's a gambling addict.
You degenerate gambler.
Just not on football. He's got a Velcro wallet.
Okay. Top of the order, you see a body go flying this way and hit a building.
Oh, lovely.
Like, hit a building, crumple through a John Woo movie, or hit a building and, like, missed?
Huh?
They're like... Just immerse me with the impact, the squishiness.
Not like the person was completely broken by hitting the building. Just okay. Tossed and knocked out.
Okay.
So ragdolled.
Yes.
Not vaporized.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
An important distinction.
It depends on how quickly or how with what ferocity he charges around these corners.
As someone who has been thrown into buildings before on a variety of occasions, there are many ways in which a man can hit a building.
Yeah, that's fair.
Some of them involve
Grady, you're
skull
up.
Fractures. Looks like if I'm counting this roughly right, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 gives me the corner of the building. As I move that way, do I get any better vision of whatever the fuck is throwing people?
You know, I'm pretty sure I had miniatures in one of those boxes, but...
I will look. Do I see minotaurs?
You do.
Minotaur.
And what are the minotaurs doing?
Throwing.
Brandishing people? Axes and shit like that.
Pop some Ambien, see how...
Oh, different kind of last?
Yeah.
My bad.
No, it's from...
I know.
What is the last name?
Role models.
That's what I'm going to do. My next character will be a Minotaur sorcerer that speaks like Ned Flanders.
That's different.
Hi diddly ho there.
That's gonna get Oops. Real annoying real quick.
Sorry, didn't mean to gore you there.
Hope you so doodly okey doo.
Oakley doakley, guess I'll just go killing again. Okay, so that was my move.
Correct.
What are the people in front of them? Are there those more hapless villagers?
Yeah, you can see a few humans. You see some dwarfed size, probably a drow or two.
Okay. I'd like to rage.
Okay.
And
against
taunt.
The light.
And taunt.
Yeah.
Okay, charisma check.
Can I taunt by
intimidation?
Yeah. Can I taunt by throwing an axe?
I mean, yeah.
Catch my axe, bitch, and then throw it at him.
Make me an intimidation using your strength.
Okay.
How
That's the most possible in your favor.
Are you proficient in...
In intimidation.
In intimidation. So roll me proficiency plus strength.
Okay.
As a part, along with your attack roll.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to roll my attack and then add that number.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming that you're yelling at him at the
I am.
The
I
same
just,
time
I'm not sure what you want because that adds an extra 8 to my roll.
Suck on this axe, bitch!
No, make your attack roll.
Okay, that's
it's
what I'm checking.
Two separate rolls.
I'm just checking because I'm like, I don't think we want to do that, Jeff, but I get you.
It's in the middle of combat.
Yeah, yeah.
If your charisma check or your intimidation is high enough, you will draw its attention.
No, that's the goal.
So long as you hit.
Now let's see what happens. That's a 14 to hit.
That hits exactly.
And it deals... I'm raging, so it's plus 2. 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. Nice.
And then you want me to roll my intimidate.
Intimidate with your strength bonus instead of your charisma.
Okay, so I'm rolling at a plus 8.
That doesn't sound right. What's your proficiency bonus?
4.
What's your strength?
It's plus 4.
Oh, I thought your strength was higher than that. Sorry.
That's a 26.
Oh, yeah. This thing's head snaps from the guy that it was about to come bring an axe down onto. What the fuck was that?
Hey, Horny, eat this!
Yeah.
So all these are villains. They're not people.
No.
And then I liked the idea that she just...
These two are your villains.
Just
the,
okay.
These, so the smaller ones are villagers.
The big ones with axes. Particularly that one that I just put an axe in.
Well,
I start suggestively
sure I
thrusting
sort of
with my glaive.
Vortex thing. I don't kill the innocents. Or I could. I don't really care.
Well, Lucas, I'm about ready to draw it right towards me, I would imagine.
Yeah, but we all get to go before it.
I am chaotic neutral, so probably don't
it
that's true.
First.
That is true.
Okay, I am Troy. Chaotic neutral.
I guess
so
we didn't know that for sure.
You got anything else? Nope, that's your bonus, your move, and your standard.
Correct.
Troy, you're up. And for the record... There was no short rest. There was no nothing.
Yeah,
no,
fucking no.
You guys didn't do anything in between.
I asked you guys to do that.
Shut up. This is D&D.
Fighting with the legends of yore.
Diagonal. 30. Police. Deck safe.
Burn an 8.
From both of them?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're real good at that.
He just fucking fireballs and fuck them. He's just blowing everybody up.
Natural 20.
Oh.
And a natural 1. This one is the fail.
He is fucking fireballing.
He burning it.
I'm assuming he's planting it behind.
Yeah, like right here so it doesn't hit.
Okay.
Just right on top of that person's home.
He's just like, I'm nuking the whole center.
Some poor dung farmer there, his whole fucking crop goes up. It smells terrible.
Bet it makes the chocolate taste terrible. Yeah, sucker.
Holy shit. That's a lot of sixes.
That's a lot of
28.
Ones. Same amount of ones.
28?
As there are
sixes. Nice.
That's up for 28
and 14.
28 and 14. How much did you deal with your hand axe?
12.
12.
Thank you. Where the hell did I put my pen? Right there.
What is its movement? Also 30. Nice.
I have the urge to call him a dildo head, and I'm not sure where that comes from.
26, right?
28.
28. Like,
28 and 14.
Fluff ball.
Turns into a goat halfway to his face.
Yeah.
Badger just...
Okay.
I'm assuming if I'm putting a spell into the shield guardian, that takes a spell slot.
Right.
Right, okay.
But you could have done it before. Yet.
Huh?
You could have done it before.
No, you do it at rest, right?
Yeah, you already put one in it.
And burned it.
And burned it.
You can't do it again?
Not until you rest. I don't think.
But if he put it in there 2 days ago, it's still just sitting
he
there.
He burned it,
in the first encounter.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't realize he did.
That's my bad.
Oh, I didn't know you burned the Spell Guardian spell in the first encounter.
The first
encounter.
Thing you did.
Oh. You put Fly in the Spell Guardian?
Oh, sorry.
No, Fireball.
It was Fireball.
Oh, got you.
So yeah, no, it's gone until you put another one
in
there.
Is it on me?
I'm waiting for the rest of his turn.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good, man.
It doesn't say anything about arrest.
Okay, then make sure you've marked off your spell slot.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can... You don't have to put it in at rest.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you did.
go ahead and move him up 30. Another deck save, please.
Get an artificer. This is just a straight-up fucking wizard.
Well...
Just fireball, fireball, fireball.
Both miss.
It's more middling, but not terrible.
Probably going to get one of them.
Just fucking 25.
Nope, not quite.
I mean, how are they looking? Because I might change my spell.
Oh, one is almost gone. 25, you said?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hang on to that one, though. It's a fun one.
Spell stir can cause this guardian to stir one spell. Do so, must cast the spell on the guardian. The spell's note doesn't specify rest it. So.
Okay.
Yep.
That it, Troy?
Cash my third level spells, though.
Yeah. Lucas, you're up.
Lucas casts Coward and Hide.
I could. Now, you can move me up to the inside corner of this one more. Yeah, that would help me. Because this guy would be my line of sight from there.
Okay.
At least. No, I'm going to cast this anyway because I think it's going to be a fun spell. It's just fun.
What is it?
Did you read it?
Yeah. I need to know where the center of a 20-foot radius is from them.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they're not exactly...
Math, Lucas.
But, well, how many squares are they taking up? Is it?
But if you carry the Y...
They're 10 by 10.
So if it's like right around here?
Something like that.
Cool. I need con saves.
Some poor farmer's about to lose his hut.
Pass and fail.
Okay, you'll still take half on a fail.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, I guarantee you've read the spell wrong, so I'm just trying to...
Pass is half damage, plus you don't get any movement.
Can I see the spell? Hang on.
What are you looking for?
Those yellow Teens. Ones right there.
There's a 10.
They all blend
There's
together.
A 10.
It's not the worst. 38 force damage.
And 38 on 5d10 is pretty good.
It's just 38 force damage. It's called Gravity Sinkhole, and they are pulled back towards its center.
If you fail the save.
Yes, but the so if the failed one gets pulled back, the one who succeeded just has no movement.
The failed one's dead.
The failed one is dead.
That's fine.
So its corpse gets pulled
back. Yeah, but the other one gets pulled into whatever this sinkhole is.
Right. The other
one
cannot
snapped
move.
In half.
Yeah, the other one cannot move.
It can't move even if it passed?
Yep.
He spaghettifies.
Half damage plus no movement.
Okay.
What little spell is that?
Gravity Sinkhole. I don't remember which book it came out of. It might have been Natasha's spell.
Hmm.
I had one of the cards I had to handwrite because it didn't exist.
Might want to look that spell up.
I am.
It's Explorer's Guide to Wildemount.
Okay. Tyler helped me make this character, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a bunch of different
books. That doesn't excuse you misreading a spell.
No, he had a bunch of different books. So
what I'm going to do is when we get...
Sphere, Crushing Force, forms around.
That's a dope spell.
On a failed save, creature takes 5d10 force damage and is pulled in a straight line towards the center of the sphere, ending in an unoccupied space as close to the same as possible.
Oh my god.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pulled.
That's disgusting.
Oh, sorry. Plus no movement means it's not pulled. I just wrote that weird on the card. My apologies. I wrote that weird. So he just isn't pulled.
Okay, cool. That is a decent spell.
Yeah.
I'm saying
that's
it's a good 40, spell for like a big horde of shit, but we haven't really come across a big horde of
shit. How much?
40 feet diameter?
How much damage?
Oh, shit.
38.
38? So half of that.
In the edits, every time he says, Tyler, help me make this character, I'm just going to count. One, two.
I said it like twice.
No.
I'm just blaming Tyler if things get fucked up. He helped me pick out my spells.
No, it's a great spell.
No, it's an awesome spell.
Kudos, Tyler.
I never would have known about it because I don't have that book. So
hit me up, Tyler.
Move me as close to the other corner of Lucas as possible.
There?
Yeah. Just to try and keep him.
He spaghettified and died, right?
Yeah. That one's dead.
I want my fucking axe back.
I'm just trying to.
Your fucking axe is in a hole.
Was that
a real hole? It's a force hole.
Was that my full movement?
I can cast a spell. You can get it back real easily.
I can get it back. I can get it back.
Every time you throw
it's 30.
Okay.
No, I would really like to get that.
If it wasn't, I was just going to
try to keep
Lucas
sometime.
From getting murdered.
His axe is a bit really
okay, cool. Can it's I? Not, I can't hole, see him from so there, fine. Can I?
Probably 3/4 cover.
Okay. Then I'll just cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
I think I can cast it within range of him. Yeah, 60 feet. So I'll just cast it up to within range of him. Yeah. And smack him with it. Yeah, that'll hit. 20. For 12 points of damage.
Oh, the spiritual
kills
weapon?
It.
Holy shit.
Killed it?
It kills it. You bash it. What kind of weapon is it?
I feel like we've established this, and I can't remember what it was.
A pruning
who's
shears.
Who's your god? Kelimvor?
How the fuck do I not remember this?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because you're Grave Domain, right?
Correct.
I think.
Yeah, it is Kelimvor.
Yeah. I can't remember what his weapon is, but... Yes, whatever it is.
It's a giant tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cave its skull in.
Cave its skull in with a tombstone.
A zombie version of Paul Heyman pops up and just tombstone pile drives.
Says, here lies fuckface every time you hit him.
You were surprised by the amount of damage it did?
Yes, I was, actually.
Why is that?
You rolled a d8?
I rolled a 7. My attack modifier is a plus 5.
Go up the nose?
No.
Splash all your face?
Yes, splash all over my damn face.
There, Kira, you got your wish.
I didn't really fight him.
You did some damage to it.
You hit it with an axe.
Right, but
you did as much damage as I did.
Yeah.
Do more damage. As he's just double fisting fireballs in into this little ramshackle village.
I show you damage.
Yeah, I mean, the whole scene just went from this terrified village trying to get away from these things or trying to get towards them to
gobsmacked.
One ripped off the ground, pulled back, and slammed into a sinkhole and broken in half, and one clubbed to death with a gravestone.
I'm just going to walk over and pull my axe out of the broken one and just start wiping off its blood on its pelt.
Yeah.
What is around? Or is this like the town center?
Surely Minotaur horns are worth something.
I mean, there's not much of a town to begin with. Less of one now. There are people freaking out trying to get buckets and shit like that going right now.
It's magical fire.
It's magical fire.
That's not a thing.
Sure it is.
No.
It is. It burns.
Just create rain.
Burn.
He's got create rain.
So the symbol for Kelimvor is an upright skeletal arm holding balanced scales.
It might be a scythe.
It might be.
I can't remember.
But I really like the idea of two skeletal arms holding a tombstone, smacking the shit out of things.
That is an awesome spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that from now on.
I picture it in like 8-bit Castlevania or something. Like, pops out of nowhere and just...
All it looks like is two arms stuck out of the ground, like at the elbow, holding it, like it's picked it up and it's just... Just smashing shit.
There is a dumbfounded human that was standing in front of the one that just got its head caved in, and he turns to look to see. He's not even sure who just saved their ass. And Kira goes over to get her axe, and he's like, "Thank you."
Is there a good place to eat around here?
There will be soon. Yes,
I feel there's Minotaur on the menu.
She looks at her axe and says, anybody cook this if I... And I point at the
Absolutely.
Minotaur. Just wham! Just takes the leg off.
You hear somebody from the back yell, meat's back on the menu, boys!
I was going to say that.
Save me the gizzards! I have cooking skills, so I will butcher... I'll loot the body too, but I'll butcher that asshole right there.
I don't know that they'd be carrying much, but sure.
No, they wouldn't be carrying much.
Yeah. Their horns are probably worth money.
You take the head as a trophy with the horns.
Or the head. The whole head, yeah, either way.
Helmet. We should boil the head, then I can Q-bone the shit.
Fuck you, there you go.
We're making a freedom mount, boys.
Okay, I'm not sure what the whole eating of intelligent races is.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure if that's technically like cannibalism.
Jeff, Minotaur.
It's a cow.
Yeah, I know.
It's what's for dinner.
No, I get that.
It's a man cow.
It's a man cow who can speak and has civilization.
It's like quarter could speak.
Quarter cannibalism?
I believe the keyword is used to speak.
Used to speak.
A lot of past tense going on here.
You guys got any mad cow disease going on around here?
Well, just cook it all the way through.
Yes. Make sure it's 180 degrees inside.
But yeah, get a big old pot. Let's boil the skull, and then I'll put the skull on.
Can anybody enchant that? You have an enchanting?
No.
Shit. You do.
Yes, you're welcome, Dan. These people are ecstatic. I mean,
I roll out my cooking utensils. Give me a fire, baby. We're gonna
giant cauldron.
I mean, it's kind of a shitty little town. There's not much here. It's just a
Jeff,
bunch of
standing right there.
It's just they a bunch of escaped you. Slaves that have come together and have kind of made a home. And you just saved them.
In fairness.
Because we're goddamn heroes.
Am I the only other? I'm the only remaining escaped slave, aren't I? Because I was slave to one of the beholders.
I mean, to the beholder.
Technically,
yeah.
I am, sort of.
I mean, Kira is, too. That's
ish.
Kira is. She was enslaved in Minza Brands.
This guy's been so long ago, yeah.
I'm just slumming it with a bunch of slaves, I guess.
It's all good.
What do you guys want to
take about 30% off there?
As I am, you know, cleaving this and getting a fire and rolling out seasonings. No, turn that fire down. Does anyone have alcohol? Do you have anything remotely fresh vegetables?
You have at least two or three people come over and help you start butchering the bodies.
No, not like that. Cut that. That's the one I want.
I'm going to take a four-hour rest to get all my shit back while you do this.
And I'm still demanding liquor. Not that they probably have any, but Kira's just taking over the scene and turning this into quite the feast.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, you've got Minotaur steaks and awesome stew and everything like that going.
I would probably ask if anybody's got, like, wares for sale.
It depends on what you want.
Magical items I can help with.
I mean, you're not going to find much in the way of magical items here. Yeah.
Check out this magical dung!
What are you hunting for?
Just anything. I mean, I just trying to see what might be available.
Barter goods.
I mean, I'll barter for some more mushrooms that I can plant, so that way we can teleport around the Underdark.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I could take one of the Myconid.
You can. You can find a pretty wide array of mushrooms.
Okay.
Whatever kind of Underdark fungus you're
it's
looking for.
Glowcap. It's too
but
prevalent.
I think you're looking for Zirkwood.
Zirkwood is what I'd used previously.
Yeah, it's what works as a tree.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could find Zirkwood spore to.
Okay. Cool.
What are you trading?
Safety.
We saved your life.
Yeah. Is your life not worth anything?
What more do you want from us?
I mean, would any currency actually matter to them or
no? No, not even a little bit.
Got ya.
I mean, we've got tons of loot. I mean, we've got other stuff, right?
Yeah, you could barter some other shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm just kind of like looking at stuff. I mean, I'm sure we could give them some rope.
I'm not worried about it.
Here's
I'm
stupid
just
fucking
I'm
rope.
Just curious for you guys to like actually interact with things.
You give them some shitty weapons we picked up off of other things just to help them like
alive. Weapons they would definitely.
Like, I'm sure we picked up a ton of shitty
iron, or the Minotaurs
swords
holding
and stuff.
They have great axes.
I don't know if they can carry
large sized great axes.
Unless we can.
Oh, yeah.
Melt them down to make them smaller weapons. I don't know. Teach them.
Yeah, I would trade mundane weapons that we've picked up that are like, you know.
Do you want to talk to me about my axes, Troy, since you keep bringing it up?
If you don't want any help, fine. Don't take it.
No, I just didn't know if you. No one's yet talked to me about my axes, so.
Pretty sure I've offered.
I didn't know if you'd offered in character or not.
I did. Like the first time. I passed around the book.
Yeah.
And said, these things you may have.
The axes are sort of personal to me.
I can do one.
Okay.
Do we?
I felt like there was a shield that I had looked at. Can't remember.
I just think I can boon a shield.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. So in the city, obviously bartering for that stuff, like
you can't make it permanent. It's just temporary boon.
No, it's permanent.
But you can only do one.
Yeah. I can only have so many going at one time.
Oh, gotcha.
Otherwise you lose them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In the city, what?
I was just wanting to know, like, what's the going on? Like, what's... Obviously, the Minotaurs are here. Are they here often?
They come through.
Like, is this something that happens, like... off and on, or is it something that's only happening because of the demon lords?
No, the one that was trying to attack the one that you caved the skull in on, he'll introduce himself. His name is Grisha.
Okay.
He's kind of the de facto leader around here.
Got
there's always been Minotaurs in the labyrinth, but they have been worse lately. I mean, we were saved once from them, and now we're saved from them again. I mean, you showed up with one of his, what's the word I'm looking for?
Minions, heralds. Servants.
Minions, heralds, yes.
Who saved you the first time? He said without an accent.
Are you?
No, I'm asking. I'm legitimately asking.
Yinaga.
Eugene Nagata? Wrestler. Fucking legend.
I mean, I was being dragged off by a Minotaur one, the last time, and Yinigo stepped in. Yinigo took out the Minotaurs. He saved us.
We saw... Yinigo's
the Gnoll demon lord.
Right. Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Did we not see him from, like, above?
No. I think so.
Did we
dream that?
Yeah. Yeah, you
did. Did. Pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
That's who killed the Garistro.
Yeah.
Oh, Gaia. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's interesting. Neat.
Who's the other one in the labyrinth?
Baphomet.
Baphomet. And that one's the Minotaur.
That is the demon lord of Minotaurs.
Gotcha.
And that's the one we gotta kill?
We don't have to technically kill either one of them. All we need are angel feathers.
Mm-hmm. Do we?
I mean,
if we're going to get 100% trophies in this game, we might as well kill all.
I mean, in the larger scope of the game, possibly, probably, but we don't have to. In our current main mission,
how great he's playing the game, we don't even need this this entire fetch quest mission. Just fucking run at the bad thing
and kill it. Yeah,
it's worked thus far.
It's real simple.
So you guys, I'm assuming this conversation's happening around dinner.
Sure,
probably. Sure.
You guys butcher the Minotaur. You've got these awesome fucking steaks. They pull out the stew that they've made.
Still want to boil one of those heads.
I'm meditating.
Probably not the one that I caved in.
You're talking about what you're wanting to do with the heads of the Minotaurs, and Grisha is like, yeah, and pulls out this staff with the decomposing skull of a Minotaur on the top of the staff. Like, yeah, I did.
I'd like to.
There's a better way of doing that.
You know.
Can I get a pot with some water in it? And some salt?
Good luck finding salt.
Okay. Never mind.
Have you met this party?
We'll do without the salt. That's fine.
So, we all have to thank you for defending us, for saving us.
Oh, no, please, come on.
please,
literally nothing.
Don't stop.
Are you servants of Yinigo? Are you here by his blessing?
Let's say yes.
Excellent. You showed up with one of his heralds. I assume that you were.
Clearly. Good old...
Can you speak Abyssal?
Guy.
Huh?
I asked the guy, can you speak Abyssal?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering.
I mean, you know.
What kind of lies can we get away with? Not that many. Why? What are you trying to... How are you trying to thank us?
As you guys are eating, give me charisma saves.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bad guys.
19.
9.
15. Oh, that's pretty good for me.
18.
You have Ertland has never tasted something like this stew. It is amazing. You want so much of it. It's like this hunger.
Okay.
Is there meat poisonous or some shit?
Maybe.
No. Tastes great.
Less filling.
Maybe they put little gems with demons on the inside.
Do I notice this ravenous change in my opinion?
I mean, not in a way that it's like, oh shit, something weird's happening to me. But no.
Okay.
Eat up, big boy.
Just the fact that you're really into this.
Okay. I eat it.
You really like cannibalism.
If I don't know that something's going on, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys see Ertland really getting into this. Conversation keeps going on. Somebody make me a perception check.
I can try.
Yeah.
Just one of us?
No, all of you can. That's fine.
Correct.
Is half on 20, half on 2.
Am I included in all of us or no?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
15.
20 perception.
Not as good.
Okay. Kira, Ertland's getting sloppy. Like tipping up big bowls of this stew, just going at it. Like a piece, some of it sloshes out past his, like a beak or what? And you see it, like a chunk hits the table, and it's a finger.
I reach over and...
What kind of finger?
I reach over and pick it up and look at it.
Looks about the size of yours.
I show it to him.
Oh, no. He's going back for more. He doesn't give a shit.
Your shtick does some fun things, right?
Your perception check was high enough. You see a lot of the people here reacting in very similar ways.
Trogdor, you had any of the stew?
I had a little bit, not to my liking. I didn't have any because I don't fucking eat.
Mm-mm-mm. Just checking. Weird question, I know. Emo kid. I haven't gotten over the cat yet. I know the cat's been dead for a while, but yeah, any of the stew?
One bowl.
I hold up the finger.
Yuck.
Then I point to the turtle.
Who's just eating away?
Well, yeah, what else?
Should we take the bowl away?
Give it a shot.
Smack him around a little bit?
Is that what you're into?
Just going to wake him up out of this whatever it is.
If you pay close attention... Ertland and his figurine are both very much snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Think Rezar from...
Mama!
From Mystery of the Ooze without the spikes and a little more intelligence.
Secret of the Ooze.
What'd I say? I am going to...
I thought I said secret. Okay. I said secret in my head. I might have said mystery out loud.
I'm going to talk to Dawnbringer.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the shit with the stew?
Yeah, yeah.
That seem weird to you?
I don't know. I've never had stew.
That's fair. Just curious. It's odd.
I mean, it's meat, isn't it? It's what you guys call meat.
It is. Like to point out, you do have an intelligence of 12, Jeff.
Right, but a completely different frame of reference.
I understand, but again, I am a barbarian, mm-hmm. potentially talking about either spells or... evil, and so I don't exactly have a good frame of reference either, so I'm asking the most intelligent thing in my party.
As you guys continuing on through the meal, you're watching Kira like have an argument with her weapon.
It's telepathic.
Oh, is it telepathic?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were speaking out loud.
Probably in occasions.
you start don't hearing be a twat. like proselytizing. The Grisha is like leading the entire group.
Fireball.
Colt.
Go ahead.
I know we haven't really done this, but can you do that thing?
What thing?
And then I reach out with Dawnbringer and I kind of poke Schroeder with the tip.
You've done it to me before.
Oh, Lesser Restoration?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you feel, bud?
Hungry?
Would you like another steak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Huh.
Stew's good, too. Everything tastes good right now.
Can I cast Identify?
On what?
On him?
I don't know. What?
To know what magic is affecting him, if any?
I'm not sure that's how Identify works.
It is.
Is it?
If you instead touch a creature throughout the casting, you learn what spells, if any, are currently affecting it.
Okay.
That might be useful.
So you're going to... cast for, what is it, 10 minutes?
That's 1 minute.
1 minute? Okay. Yeah, you can get away with that.
Casting is a spell, not a ritual.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're burning the spell slot for
yes.
it. Okay. There are no spells affecting him.
Okay.
So, Turtle Bro, you have like a god you pray to, right?
Yeah.
You prayed to your god recently? Had a little chat?
You're having a hard time carrying on a conversation at this point. You're shoveling food in.
Just fucking eating. Yeah.
I really don't give a shit what Kira's saying.
Okay.
He's about to Mr. Creosote himself, I have a feeling.
Mr. What?
I'll just let that go.
I just didn't hear what you said.
Mr. Creosote. I point to the other spellcasters. I only have one other option. I say as I pull up an axe.
Kill the cult leader?
Give me another save, Schroeder.
Charisma save?
Yeah.
13.
Okay. That's with your plus?
I don't have a plus to
charisma. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Can I give him a plus?
Can your thing add to saving throws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus 5.
18.
Okay. Still hungry. Still eating.
Okay.
God damn. Now they're like dancing around and sort of making a thing out of
it. It wasn't to break free.
Mm. I want to break free.
No. So what are you guys doing?
About to drop another fucking gravity sinkhole in the middle of this fucking place.
So you said that there was a cult leader, per se.
If you were going to call someone that, yeah.
Question for you.
Yes.
Soup's delicious, by the way. But what sort of like...
Join us.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Sure. Joining for what?
Feasting.
Right, but there's eating.
No, I mean feasting.
Define that, please.
Wallow in it.
Feel
the hunger.
Well, no, you feast to not feel the hunger. It's the fullness. I have strong concerns.
If that's the way things are going, that's fine. I just need to know.
I feel like...
Are we trying to talk it down, or are we throwing fireballs?
Well, I don't know how long it's been. I said a bunch of times.
Here's the thing, is that some of these, I remember the village by the sea, so I'm going to go to Blades real fast. No, but seriously, like, wallow in it. Is this like a ritual, or is it like... Because, I mean, surely you're satiated by now. Your stomach's full.
He legitimately looks confused.
Who do you...
Yinagu's hunger isn't ever sated.
Ah, yes. How's Gash doing?
Were you... You weren't sent by him, were you?
Well... Rage.
What's the deal? I just walk up and snap his neck. Does he stop?
Oh, no. That doesn't work.
You snap his neck, the head just keeps turning right, all the way around to stare at you.
Yeah, now he's just facing you. La, 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 la,
la. You're all going to die down here.
Mm. Roll me a luck roll, Lucas.
For what?
To see if you got your rest.
Oh.
I haven't really decided how long this whole food prep took. Call high or low and roll me a percentile.
Percentile instead of a d20? Does it matter?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, I don't care either way.
So I'll just roll a 20.
High or low?
Flip a coin.
I'll go high. You know, I had a coin then. I don't carry it with me anymore. It's a 12.
Yeah, you got your rest.
Cool.
How long of a rest?
So I only need 4 hours.
Yeah, he got a 4 hour rest.
What about 6 hours?
No.
I only needed 4, so.
Thanks for thinking about only you.
Yeah,
yeah,
hopefully
I'm
you're
with 30 hit points.
Don't get hit.
Same.
You got more than 30.
I do now.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah. That's...
If I can get a cheap shot, Jeff, I will 100% take a cheap shot.
I wish that new toilet was ready so I could christen it. Because I got to take a shit.
Go take a shit. There's a toilet up there.
I know. I'm going to.
Go ahead. I'll get this set up. You guys can go ahead and roll for initiative.
That's a nat 20, 22.
That is a card.
Skill roll. Thank you.
26.
20. What did you roll?
An 18. Plus 8.
Do you have an 8 on your initiative?
I have all kinds of things to add to it now.
What all kinds of things?
Jeff does not believe you.
Yeah, that's because you're a war mage, right? Oh, okay. That's not all plus kinds five. Of things. That's a thing.
I feel like there's another.
I knew about that one.
I feel like there's one more other thing, but
if you have a plus 8, then that's it. That's
what's your dex?
Plus 3, plus 5.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right. 3 plus 1.
Roll for initiative, Schroeder.
Roll well, because everybody else did. Well, no, actually, you roll like shit.
21.
I rolled the worst at 20.
Really?
Yeah. Lucas, you you kind of see the conversation devolving.
Yep. I'm going to bonus action face step a little further away from the table.
Where to?
Put me at the corner of that building. That's fine.
Keep in mind that it is three-dimensional.
Oh, no.
You can face step on top of the building.
That is true.
How tall are the buildings?
That's also a good question.
How
10, 15.
How sturdy are the buildings?
I don't know. Roll me an engineering check.
I'm not going to do that. I got a 28 on engineering. I didn't have to roll it. It's just in my head. I think if I put... I am going to do the vortex gun. The gravity pole. What's it called? Gravity pole.
20 foot radius?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to put it here?
Ish. So yeah. That should hit that whole side of the table. And not sweet. Not hit Schroeder.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let it happen.
Go for it. What is it?
What?
It's fine.
What kind of roll is it?
It's a con save. What are you mad about?
It's the difference between radius and diameter.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's right. I'm mixing up my radius and diameter, aren't I? I'm just trying to get the biggest cluster I can get. That's what I want.
Okay, this one passed. So I need to know how much damage this is.
Well, it's 5d10, so...
So it's got a 20-foot radius?
Yeah.
I keep mixing.
So it's going to go out to about here and out to about there.
Correct.
It's going to miss you guys and miss the guys at the end of the table.
No, I was trying to get as much of this cluster as I could.
Yeah, no, I think you just... If you'd have moved it one square over, I think like it's real close where you put it.
To hitting me also. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your guide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he intentionally tried to get the guy in
36.
36?
Force damage.
All three of them pulled right into the middle. Well, this one's not
one
pulled,
of them took half.
But yeah.
He takes half.
The other side, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. This one passed, but that's still enough damage to kill it.
Okay. So they all dead.
Yep.
So you just see me go, and everybody goes, and just kind of, you just hear cracking.
Including Gash.
Oh, I thought that was one of the guys.
No, I said that was Gash.
Yeah, it's one of our guys.
I didn't hear you.
Gash would have made a different roll, though. He probably doesn't have the same stats that they do.
That's a fair point.
He doesn't have much in the way of stats.
Right, but I'm hoping that it's a slightly higher plus that you have.
No.
I am hoping. For some reason, I thought you put him on the end of the table with us.
Steal Mountain Dew, if that's all right.
Wish in one hand, shit in the other, man.
Oh, well. Wasn't much help anyway.
Schroeder. Mental note for the edit. Please pull that. I don't know if it'll be useful in this recording or the next recording, but you're going to want that clip.
What do you say?
He may or may not have just killed our guide.
Pretty sure
and
my
said
character
he wasn't that useful
conscious
anyway.
Enough not
he
to
totally
do this.
Killed the guide.
I'm pretty sure my character would have been conscious enough not to do this. Lucas was not paying attention because he was trying to figure out what the hell he was going to do.
He can die.
Grady, you're up.
He's fine with it.
Rage?
Sure.
Actually, sorry, my glaive is probably not lit, so I probably need to spend that to light the glaive.
True.
Yep. So I won't rage. But I can still do Great Weapon Master, right?
Yes.
But I can't reckless.
Sure you can. It's not tied to rage.
Oh, it's dotted under rage, so I thought it was tied to rage.
Nope.
Okay. Ignite the glaive, reckless attack, Great Weapon Master on the guy right in front of me.
Okay.
Actually, can I move?
I mean, you can.
Yeah.
What kinds of things you can do? You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
Your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, they get sucked in by a vortex.
No, I wanted to see how... I can't sweep through, even though I have the reach. It has to be within 5 feet of the target in order for me to sweep through.
Hmm?
I could use sweeping attack to hit several of them in a line, but it has to be within 5 feet of my original target. Because I'm assuming the one right next to me is the...
Turtle.
Do what?
The cult leader and the turtle.
Yeah, no, I don't want to kill the turtle. I will jump up on the table, though, and move like 10 feet.
Here?
No, one more back, because I don't want to leave his threatened range. Yep.
Okay.
I'll attack the cult leader.
Okay.
Reckless attack! That is a crit 20.
Nice.
Do the damage. It's roll twice.
Yes.
Roll twice, modify once.
Twice. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm guessing he is still standing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I will swing at him again.
That's a
16.
That's a miss.
Unfortunate.
Okay.
Yeah. That does not get doubled.
I rolled the wrong dice.
That's what I did. I was like, why isn't that not enough damage? That's all right.
Okay.
That's my bad. I was rolling D8s instead of D10s for the glaive. I think I've been doing that all night, actually. Huh? I screwed it up. I'm not going to. I just need to get my D10 out there. I had D8s out there for something else that I was doing, so. Unfortunate.
Sorry, I need my spell book.
No, you don't.
Need is a strong word.
Okay. You see the cult leader cast a spell. His hands start swirling with
counter spell. Counters.
We both have counter spell. You can go. You can use it.
I don't have counter spell.
Oh, I actually do.
Are you counter spelling?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, make your roll.
Do I have to roll for it, or is it?
Yes, it's high enough higher. Level.
Hang on, let me find it.
I would like to throw in my vote to counter spell by putting my glaive in his throat.
10 plus the spell's level, right? I don't add anything, do I? Do I add anything?
You roll a d20 and add your spell modifier, I believe.
Spell modifier, I think. Yeah.
An ability check using your spell casting ability. So I guess it's a plus 5 because it's my aunt.
Correct.
Yep.
Nope. Rolled a 2. So
okay.
Not
cool.
Going to hit that.
His hands start swirling with like a black misty.
I tried.
Yeah, and you did not succeed.
He takes a swing at Kira.
You got a card that can help me?
You did reckless, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Did not expect him to...
live?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you killed all of them in one shot, so
I think it helped.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
You did take out the mooks, but... this wouldn't be a real fight.
Card clearly says moops.
That's a 25.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Don't shut it off when I try and read it.
Lots of little numbers.
Fuck.
Lots of little numbers.
12 points of damage. 12 points of necrotic damage.
Oof.
And you see him look a little better.
Piece of shit.
Kira spits a tooth out.
Uh-huh.
I ain't hear no bell.
Oh, that's one I got, too. I can make him a hero, Bell.
Schroeder, you're up.
Do I have autonomy?
Make a charisma save.
14. 19.
Yes. Yes, you do.
You just kind of come out of it and like you have all this shit hanging out of your mouth.
Well, I like the idea that it's like... I feel like it's almost a situation where like in the moment he turns and looks, and it's like when we look at Declan before and are like, are you taking your shit? It's like, oh, he needs help. Bang.
Just remember that's your reaction.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
It's okay. I was going to use a card against him.
I can.
Yeah.
This thing just runs over.
Fireball. And the dude standing on the other side of me is still alive, correct?
This guy?
Oh, no.
Oh, it is dead?
No, I got all of them. Yeah. Okay. I thought, yeah.
They all dead, except for these two.
Yep.
Cult leader and somebody else.
Right hand.
Okay.
Who's the other one then?
It's a pile.
Over there?
Huh? Oh, here? It's one that you haven't really interacted with.
No, I understand. I just was curious who the other three were. They said
one
it was just two.
Troy.
I mean, that's been interacting for 4 hours at least.
That is a fairly burly looking dragonborn.
Oh. Hey, your friends.
Ain't no brother.
Eat his face.
Make a con save.
Who?
The big bad. The cult leader.
I think there are two big bads, but fair enough.
Okay.
We're going to
con save.
23.
Okay.
He's good. Really?
So you just take half. Huh. It was just a blight.
I wish I could move the sphere, but it's not concentration. It's just like an instant thing.
So 36.
36?
Yeah, so have 18.
Right.
What kind? Necrotic.
Okay. Looks like he does not take as much damage as you think he should.
He did just necrotic me, so. Possible resistance and or immunity, depending.
Yeah. Okay.
That it?
Bonus action, Shillelagh.
Okay.
Troy.
Nah.
First, can you move the Chill Guardian 60 feet?
Is this guy, like, reacting at all? To
what? Oh, yeah. He's pulling up a weapon.
Okay. I also have a weapon that ignites, except in flame.
Yep.
So bonus action to do that. Good and
band. Huh? Good band.
I would like to hear Trogdor say something about how this escalated quickly.
No.
Rude.
Well, that's probably not going to hit. It's two on the die. So.
Yeah, because you didn't say anything cheesy or assholey before going into combat.
What's your total?
Seven.
Big old seven.
No, I mean nine.
But that's better than a seven.
You always hit Dragonborn on numbers divisible by three.
Anything else?
Nope.
About that time, you hear a... basically, the door is being kicked off of these two shanties.
Okay. Oh, it's more of those. I thought you might need these guys.
I was anticipating something worse, so...
Yeah, Yinagu?
Yeah.
I was about to be like,
yeah. Yeah, something bigger.
Your shield guardian will get an attack of opportunity.
Go for it. I can't see it.
I think it's a plus seven.
12.
12? 12.
No.
Schroeder, Ertlan, if nobody else would recognize these as ghasts, but they look weird. They look like they have a much more bestial, almost hyena-like appearance.
Okay. And remind me what ghasts are again.
They are like undead.
Okay.
Turn them bitches.
Schroeder, you're going to have three attacks coming at you.
From the...
Ghasts.
Okay. Just checking, Jeff. Yeah. I'm just checking.
No.
Oh, actually, Schroeder, you need to make a con save. These things smell fucking awful.
Grave Domain won't help there.
It's a 10.
I see disadvantage on your way.
You are poisoned.
Okay. Can you remind just me from what the poison stench. Does?
293.
I believe it's disadvantage on attack rolls and skill checks or saves or something like that.
Disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
One of them hits you, I'm assuming. 21?
Right on the money.
Okay.
8.
13 points of damage. And another con save.
No.
You are paralyzed.
Awesome.
291.
Lucas.
What's up?
Con save.
Kira looks at you. First time.
Con save.
Yep. So what does poison do?
Disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Thank you.
Paralyzed is way worse.
Paralyzed is incapacitated, can't move or speak, automatically fails strength, dexterity saving throws, attack rolls against the creature have advantage, attack rolls that hit the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
What kind of effect is it?
It's not concentrating on a spell.
No, I know that. I don't know why I just rolled that. 19.
Nice. You're not poisoned.
Actually, it's 19 plus a bunch of stuff. Plus 4.
You always say a bunch of stuff, but it's usually like one number.
Yeah. Those plus are a bunch.
Numbers.
Two claws coming at you.
Usually a single digit.
You think he knows the difference between a couple and a few?
17.
To hit? Yes.
Do we know if he's dated
then
any
both
swingers?
Both hit. First one is 9 points damage.
Okay.
And a con save.
New.
You are paralyzed.
Cool.
Second,
we're
going to
TPK at this feast.
Oh, actually, you were paralyzed.
If only I didn't kill the guy. Never would have happened.
No, you just killed the wrong guy.
20 points of damage. Troy, one at you.
20 points of damage.
Con save, please.
Okay. Is this to be poisoned?
It is.
Can you be poisoned?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a 20.
That passes. Is a 23 hit.
This is the gas, not the dragonborn?
No.
God damn it. Yeah, this is the gas.
Thank you.
10 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
Slashing.
Okay.
Con save.
To be poisoned again?
Nope.
No, to be paralyzed.
25.
Pass. Very good.
You said 10 points of damage?
Correct. All right, now this guy goes. You see him pull up a great club. He's going to send one Trogdor's way.
Sentinel.
Okay. I know that's going to hit. That's a... There it is. 28.
Nope. Shield.
You've already burned your reaction.
Oh, has it not been going back around?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
You're right.
As he
There's
swings...
a fart of disgust.
As he swings, you see a burst of light around this weapon, and he smites you.
This is an unholy paladin. We might be in some trouble.
No, no, no. I knew we were. Yeah.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.